The following article, titled Excerpts from Mahayoga by K. Lakshmana Sharma, appears in the 2024 November-December issue of the Maharshi Newsletter published by Arunachala Ashrama. Sri Bhagavan gave the replies below to devotees who came to him seeking his guidance. They are included in the book titled Mahayoga, authored and compiled by Sri K. Lakshmana Sharma, who had the great fortune of studying Bhagavan's works such as Ulladunarpadu directly under his supervision. How to endure grief. Bhagavan says, by turning the mind inwards, one can overcome the worst of griefs. Grief is possible only when one thinks of oneself as a body. If the form can be transcended, one will know that the self is eternal, that there is neither birth nor death. It is the body that is born and dies, not the self. The body is a creation of the ego, which, however, is never perceived apart from a body. It is, in fact, indistinguishable from the body. One should consider that in sleep, one was not aware of a body. One will then realize that the body is not real. On waking from sleep, the ego arises, then thoughts. Find out to whom the thoughts belong. Ask wherefrom they arise. They must spring from the self, which is consciousness. Apprehending this truth even vaguely helps towards extinction of the ego, and thereafter the one infinite existence will be realized. In that state there are no individuals, only that one being. Hence there is no ground for even the thought of death. If one thinks oneself to have been born, one cannot escape the thought of death. Let one therefore question whether one was born at all. One will then find out that the real self is ever existent and that the body is only a thought, the first of all thoughts, the root of all mischief. The three moods of the mind. The mind is alternately subject to three moods. The state of dullness and inertia, called tamas, is the lowest. The next higher is restless activity, called rajas. The highest is clarity and peace, called sattva. The sage tells us that the disciple should not regret or bewail the prevalence of the first two, but wait till the mood of clarity comes, and then make the most of it. Death. Bhagavan says, the dead are indeed happy, having got rid of the incubus of the body. The dead do not grieve. Do men fear sleep? No, they court it and prepare for it. But sleep is temporary death, and death is but a longer sleep. If the man dies while alive, if he dies the death which is not death by the extinction of the ego, he would not grieve for anybody's death. Apart from this, since we know that we persist through all the three states, with the body and without it, why should one desire the continuance of the shackles of the body for oneself or for another? On eternal life. Forgetting the self is death. Remembering it is life. You desire eternal life. Why? Because the present life, in relativity, is unbearable. Why is it so? Because it is not your real nature. You are in truth the pure spirit, but you identify it with the body, which is a projection of the mind, an objectified thought, and the mind in its turn has originated from the pure spirit. Mere change of body is no good, because there is only a transfer of the ego to the new body. Moreover, what is life? It is existence as consciousness, and that is yourself. That is the true life, and it is eternal, beyond time. Life in the body is conditioned life, but you are life unconditioned. You will recover your true nature as unconditioned life if the idea, I am the body, dies. Happiness. To seek happiness, identifying the self with the body is like trying to cross a river on the back of a crocodile. When the ego rises, the mind is separated from the source, the self, and is restless, like a stone thrown up into the air, or like the waters of a river. When the stone or the river reaches its place of origin, the ground or the ocean, it comes to rest. So too, the mind comes to rest and is happy when it returns to and rests in its source. As the stone and the river are sure to return to their starting place, so too the mind will inevitably, at some time, return to its source. Thus, it is promised that all shall reach the goal. Happiness is your own nature. Hence, it is not wrong to desire it. What is wrong is seeking it outside, because it is inside. The true state. Your duty is simply to be, not to be this or that. When the eye flies off at a tangent, saying, I am this, it is egoism, ignorance. When it shines as the pure eye, it is the real self. On renouncing family ties. In sleep, you are not aware of your family. And you are the same being now. But now, you are aware of the family and feel that it binds you and think of renouncing it. Do the members of your family bind you to themselves, or do you bind yourself to them? It is enough if you give up the thought, this is my family. Thoughts change, but not you. To do so, you do not need to stop the mind's thinking. Just remember the source of the thoughts and be earnest to find it. On being firm and unaffected. Criticizing the outlook which says, I am like froth on the ocean of consciousness, the sage said, to think so is the root of all worries and should be given up. The self is the ocean, and the world and souls are froth on it. If one knows and remembers this always, then one will be firm and free from doubts and worries. This truth is verified by diving into the heart and by the quest. But even without diving inside, one is that, and nothing but that. The ideas of inside and outside can arise only so long as the right view is not accepted and adhered to. The lover of deliverance is told to dive in because he is mistaking the non-existent individual soul for the self, who is infinite, including all that is seen. He that knows thus will not desire anything, but will have perfect contentment always. Even before diving inwards, the self is experienced. No one can deny that he exists. That existence is the consciousness of the self. Unless you exist, you cannot ask questions. So you are aware of yourself, the fruit of your efforts to realize the truth of the self is just to get rid of your present errors. There is to be no new realization. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.